All right. Let's let the music play for a minute. Getting food all on the computer. Okay. So we are back.
Hi, everyone.
Louder.
Hi, everyone.
Really?
Hi, everyone.
So you look, it's not blinking.
What does that mean?
That means that they can hear you, that you're loud enough.
Loud.
Hello.
Really?
Are you out there?
Oh my God.
So we're here. We're having dinner.
Indeed.
On this Mother's Day
evening.
So we'd like to wish everyone a happy Mother's Day, a happy Auntie's Day,
yay,
a happy Cousin's Day, whoever, if you take care of children, happy day.
Or another grown-up.
Or another grown-up, whether it be a man or a woman, happy day. You know, and for single dads, happy Mother's Day.
They have to be mommy too, yeah.
Yep. Because I know for women, you have to be mom and dad sometimes, and it's hard. But for dads, you have to be mom and dad, too. So, happy Mother's Day to you single dads out there. So, anyway, what are we having tonight, Thimberly? Oh, yeah, these are the sisters. This is Ashley and...
Thimberly.
You
were thinking it.
You said it. Oh, my gosh. So, what did you prepare for us?
Okay. So, I made a tuna casserole. This is the first. I said I was going to, like, make a casserole a week, or at least, you know, while we're in quarantine, make 4 casseroles. So, today I had been wanting to actually make a casserole for a while. So, I started with a fairly easy one. So, it's a tuna casserole.
I love tuna casserole.
I put breadcrumbs on top.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Panko breadcrumbs on top. And it was simple. It's just tuna, 2 cans of condensed cream of mushroom soup, salt and pepper, peas. I'm not a big fan of peas, but in a casserole, I can do that.
English peas.
Yeah. And what else I put in here? Butter. A little bit of butter. And cheese. Got to be cheesy. I put, like, sharp cheddar. So, pretty good. Baked it for, like, 40 minutes. And milk. I put milk in it. And then I have some green beans with potatoes. They're glory greens. I didn't, like, make them from scratch. And then I candied some baby carrots with cinnamon, allspice, and pumpkin spice. And a little bit of brown sugar. And I just boiled them till they were tender. And then we had a healthy salad. We had a healthy salad with green onions, sweet peppers,
those
tomatoes.
Round things. Did you cut the lettuce?
Yeah, I cut it.
Wow, she can cut lettuce. I can't.
It's just shredded on my...
I have to put in that little thing and you push down.
Mm-hmm. Nah, she put it on my cutting board.
Yeah, she's good like that. She's handy.
And
I'm the one with the children.
I know, right? And that's it. That's a nice meal. Nice. Is it healthy? Jay said it was healthy. Mm-hmm. I guess because we have like 3 vegetables on our plate.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to start cooking. 3 vegetables from now on. Because that's good.
That's right.
So that's it.
And that's right.
It's pretty good. I never made a casserole before. You know, besides lasagna. You know what I mean?
You see, when I make my tuna casserole, I just put I boil the noodles, and I put the mayonnaise after it's done, the mayonnaise, the tuna, and seasoning, and that's it.
So that's not a casserole, that's tuna salad.
But there's no lettuce in it.
It doesn't, chicken salad doesn't have chicken in it, but it's still chicken salad. You know, when you buy a turkey, you know, Thanksgiving, and you have leftover turkey, you make turkey salad, you put the relish, the mayo, chop up some onions, and you know, we do that.
Oh yeah, and onions.
Yeah. So that's
because that's how mom used to make it. Yeah. So that's what I did.
So mom never made a tuna casserole. She never made casserole.
So she never cooked it.
Baked it.
Baked it. Yeah. And I like the onions.
Yeah.
Onions are good for the skin.
Yeah, onions are great for you.
Bad for when you're trying to talk in somebody's face, but good for the body. So today we're talking about whatever comes to mind, love, relationships, and men with beards. I love men with beards. Just thought I'd put that out there. If you have a beard, send me a picture. But it has to be a very well manicured beard. It can't be, you know, patchy.
It has to be an appropriate picture.
Yes. Nothing waxed, you know, from down there, but a nice bearded picture. On your face, that is, on the face. Okay, so anyway, so we were talking about, like, how women have a hard time dating. You know, like, let's see, have I ever dated a crazy person before?
Yeah.
What?
Pick one.
Let's see.
Don't say their name.
Of course I'm not going to say their name. There's already an Ashley, a hate club for Ashley. So I'm not going to give them any more fuel to the fire. Don't want them to, you know, try to sue me. Because they're already after me. I could never run for an office.
So your exes don't like you?
No.
So a couple of them.
A couple of them like me. But I know one for sure that doesn't. And I just adore him.
He don't hate you.
Well, he talks bad about me.
Really?
Yeah.
Like how?
Like, I don't even want to get into it. We're on the air. Hmm. But anyway.
But it doesn't pertain to the way you split, the way you broke up, or?
Probably so. He's probably bitter.
Okay. Wow. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I thought y'all were on good terms.
Mm-mm. Not at all. Not at all. I'm trying to think. No, I have dated somebody who very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Nice looking young man.
Mm-hmm.
Tall. It was back when I was in college.
In Texas?
No, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
No, they're all like, ooh. That, which one is she talking about?
That Miller boy. No.
Oh, goodness. Your neighborhood is going bad, huh?
I'm telling you, this quarantine is bringing out loud.
So, he would always pop up everywhere I would be.
What?
Yeah. Hmm. And, like, I felt smothered. Like, and then, like, I looked back at it like, wow, he was really nice. Like, but at that time, I was, like, 20.
Wanting to be free.
Yeah. You know, he's like just popping up like all the time. No. You've never met this person.
Oh, okay.
And I would just be like, oh my gosh. And then one night he just like popped up. And I like kind of moved my hand like this, like get out the way,
dude. See what you were doing.
Yeah. And then he just got mad. He like didn't call me back or nothing ever again. I'm like, I broke that dude's little heart.
Wow.
But like, he was just popping up.
Did you ever see him on campus again?
He didn't go to my college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was older.
Mm.
Well, not too much older, but you know, he was a cool person, but he was just, like, popping up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not giving me my space.
Right. Well, you would tell him I'm going out, such and such.
Mm.
Yeah.
Boom. Oh, what you doing here? Like, dude, you knew I was gonna be here. You know, like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this other one.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, I was young.
Mm-hmm.
He was, I'm not gonna say his name, but he was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But got, like, I don't know, I guess kind of possessive a little bit. You know, and I was like, I can't reach you. You need to get a
pager.
No, not a pager. What do we have? Voicemail machine. What is it?
Answer machine.
Mm-hmm. That dude went to the mall, got an answer machine so I could leave messages so I could reach him. Like, aww. He was like all into me.
That's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know what happened with that. I don't know. I think somebody else tickled his fancy, but yeah. somebody was like, oh, he did that. You need to keep him. Because he was like one of those, uh-oh, are you choking?
Yeah, I was, but I pulled out of it.
Okay.
It's on my face.
Yeah. I know how to do the Heimlich.
Hemlock.
Yeah.
I felt it like I'm panting. Like, oh, my God, I got to get it out.
I've been trained. I know my so this is off the subject, but I know my sucking skills are up to par because, like, I was almost choked on some spaghetti, and I, like, sucked it back up.
You're disturbing the lid, right?
Like, I was disturbing.
I
was, like, with co-workers, and I'm like, I know these co-workers. I'm going to get this long piece of spaghetti out my throat. And somehow I used my neck and
your
throat
neck, like,
my sucking skills. And I sucked that thing right up.
That whole strand of spaghetti was like, wow.
Yeah. Like, whoa. I'm back out. Yeah. Like, I don't know how I did it, but, like, I reversed.
The panic mode.
My reverse sucking skills.
Like, I refuse to go out and see your spaghetti.
So let's just say my husband's happy, right?
I'm almost choked again.
Yeah, don't, but it's water, so she can cough that up.
Just sprayed everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Ruined food.
But yeah, getting back to that one. So, one of my friends like, oh, you need to keep him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he was cool. He's like a RA. For a dorm room or something. So he had the big room.
Where's he from? Oh, the big room.
Yeah, he had the big room. somewhere in Texas.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Had some strangers, but that was just in college.
Yeah.
That's not even adulthood.
Oh gosh. Well, let's move on to adulthood. What you got?
We need to, like, do a secret cab confession type of deal for this. Adulthood? I can't.
No crazy ones.
No, I can't say it. Well, I have had some shell-shocked ones.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that have been, you know, that have served the country, that have probably needed some counseling after they've gotten out.
Little PTSD there.
Yeah, those are,
You know, I've never dated a man in the military. I wanted to, but they never approached me. I don't know.
I'm like a man in uniform kind of magnet.
You are. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Current, yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna stab you in the neck now.
I mean ex-military and current military.
Yeah. Former people that were out.
Right. That's what I mean.
You want some cake? Would you like a piece of cake?
I do.
Yeah. So I'm like that kind of magnet.
That's interesting on the people that we attract.
Oh, yeah. I never thought about that until now, like police officers.
Uh-huh. I've never.
Always military. And they're always either a Marine.
Oh, my God.
Or, like, some kind of weapons something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're into guns.
That's interesting.
Like, what am I? Do I have crazy tattooed on my face?
Right. Like, y'all going to be up there sniping again.
Like what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we all tackleberries? Like, I don't get that. Yeah, I don't know. It's just the people that you just attract. Well, what kind do you attract?
Girl, I don't know. I don't know.
You have any crazies? Any?
No, not crazy. No, not crazy I can even speak on, you know? I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I'm weird. Like, I'll be dating a guy and then, oh, thank you. And then we'll just be booed up. You know, we'll just be together for years.
Oh, like, my gosh. Booed up. I just learned what that term meant. I'm sorry, I don't get out much.
I mean, but you can listen to a radio. See, that's what I tell you about listening to satellite all the time.
See, I don't listen to the
radio.
I listen to satellite.
You
know how much I pay every 6 months for that?
Well, get
I'm in touch with my community, the paying community.
Right, you can do when seminars are going on and.
That's what meetup is for.
No.
Yeah, keep going. Eventbrite.
Camps they have going on.
Camps.
And stuff like that. You know, just slang words. And the songs. You hear the hottest song that's getting radio play. Yeah, I like the radio. This cake is really good. Gosh.
Apple Music.
Good, right?
I haven't tried it yet.
You're
still working on my dinner.
Yeah, why am I finished and you're not?
Because I was talking.
Why you mix your food up all together?
Because I do that. I love mixing my food.
It's a food casserole. That's a salad, green bean, tuna casserole, baby carrot, and cake on the side.
It's all going down the same way.
Oh, my gosh.
I love mixing my food up.
Oh, I mean, I don't mind if it touches. I'm not that picky, but
to have it. Oh, see, Mr. Sippy, he can't even stand the juice.
Sometimes, it depends on what it is.
Like that. Like, I don't want that juice on my cornbread. I don't know.
Now, cornbread, the juice has to touch because it makes it, like, melt. But I did that actually fixing our plates. I got the spoon with the holes in it so that the juice from the beans wouldn't touch. You know what I mean? Wouldn't move into the casserole and carrots.
Now, for my kids, when, like, after dinner and they want dessert, I have to clean their plates.
Yeah.
Like, I have to wash their plates and dry them off because they won't even eat out of a wet plate.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, very anal. I'm like, well, you ought to get that from me.
Just stay here.
What?
No, they didn't.
Look at this. And I can put my cake on it, too.
I
prefer to eat my dessert first, then my meal.
No, because then I'm not even hungry by then if I eat dessert first.
And that's how my kids are, too. We like to eat our meal, our dessert first. Whenever we go out to eat, we always order, like, brownies.
We used to get in trouble for that.
Mom does it. That's where I got it from. So she can't get mad. Oh, mommy's getting a call. All right, keep talking while I go handle a business call.
So yeah, so we're just sitting here eating and talking and just enjoying ourselves in the quarantine and just having fun. I'm having fun. Of course, the food is good. So this cake that we're eating is a Sakatumi cake. I got that from my sister for Mother's Day.
Okay.
So hopefully she'll enjoy the socket to me.
That was the baby. Excuse me.
I like that socket to me. See, my goal was to make a...
It tastes cinnamony.
Yeah. No, yeah, socket to me. Yeah.
I'm not a cinnamony fan.
Oh, I love cinnamon.
But I like the white crust on top.
I do, too. It's like nuts. It's like some nuts, right?
Yeah, some kind of nuts.
Mm-hmm. So... remember I told you,
sugar nuts.
Yeah. So I wanted to, so I made my casserole. So that's one of the things on my quarantine bucket list. Mm. Now I want to make that rum cake, but I'm still searching for the right recipe. So if anybody has a rum cake, and I mean, I'm gonna make it in a bundt pan and I want to add brown rum to it each day because this one lady from the Caribbean told me that every day she added a little bit more rum to her cake.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do that too. Like, I want to make a cake so good you get a buzz from it, okay?
Oh.
That's my goal.
Okay.
Yeah, I want you to taste it. And then I'm going to make the icing out of, like, butter and cinnamon. No, butter and, I think, sugar and brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, melt it. And then it'll be like, I want it to be like a hard crust. Like this icing is like a hard crust.
Oh, okay.
So I got to figure out how. So it's going to take me, I'm going to have to do a little research to get it right. But I'm going to do that.
Well,
I have a big bundt pan. I've never even used it.
Well, I'll be here to practice on.
Because figure don't like cake. I don't like cake. Yeah.
What is Mississippi? Unless it's lemon.
I thought that lemon crunch, and I saw that too.
Yeah, but he doesn't like cake.
Cupcakes?
The other one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, anyway.
I think he liked that big cookie. I think he liked the big cookie thing. Because he likes cookies.
Oh.
So, I probably have to get him, like, the big cookie.
The cookie pie.
Yeah, for his birthday or something. I'm thinking ahead now because he's hard to.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm thinking ahead. And I'm going to give him my list of stuff too. Okay, so like birthday. birthday and Christmas. Like, I don't ever want my man guessing. So many women be like, oh, you should have known what I wanted. No, he don't know. He doesn't know until I tell him. So I make a list of maybe from 5 to 10 things.
This is the approved list.
Yeah, 5 to 10 things that I would like. And then, you know, you pick, I don't have to get all 5, you know, just 2 or 3 of those 5 or 1 of those 5, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And that way he know, you know, that way he can't go wrong. You know what I mean? He can't go wrong with what I give him.
But he has to get you something.
Heck yeah. Come on now. Don't step over here. Step in here and it's Valentine's Day and you're empty handed, or my birthday and you're empty handed. Or it's whatever affectionate holiday, Christmas.
So Valentine's Day matters.
Yeah, it matters to me. Yeah, it matters to me. I want it to be special. I want to do something candlelightish, something different. I wear something nice and cute and red for you, and like we do stuff like that.
You know? So do you think doing role play can save a relationship? Or it can excite it, not really save it, but keep it exciting.
Keep it spicy, yeah. Absolutely. And it's fun, but I think both of you guys have to be on that plane. You know what I mean?
The like playful banter.
Both of you guys have to be on that level where you want to do that. Because if one just wants to do it, and the other one's just sitting there like, they don't know what's going on. You know, put your little blonde wig on and put your heels on and
or purple.
Yeah. Your name can be Lady Eloise of the night. Welcome to my Lady Eloise of the night.
Do we have a cousin named Eloise?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean that, but like,
sorry. Sorry.
So I think that could be exciting if you come in there. Like, there was this show I watched, and the lady, she pretended like her name was Coco for her man. And she just, like, she did everything for him. No, silly man. You don't do anything. You're just letting me rub your back and make you feel good. Oh, no, you're trying to drink on your own. No, let me catch your face and I'll help you drink. Like, she did everything. It was so cute. He was, like, flabbergasted. Like, wow. It was so cute.
You know what I always wanted to do? Like, go to a bar and then have my significant other
pick you up.
Go there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we kind of like just meet up
and flirt.
And flirt.
And you have on like a trench coat with nothing underneath.
Okay. I'm not going that far. But
I would.
I mean, like, if we did this in Vegas, they would arrest me for prostitution. Mm-mm. So, no. Go to the Texas station.
Well, then wear some hot pants and a halter top underneath.
Oh, then I look like the 80s, right?
Hey.
Go to the Bellagio.
And a cheap red wig and some high heels or some thigh boots.
So we look like Pretty Woman. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then y'all get like a room.
So if you see me with a red wig and some thigh boots at the Bellagio in Vegas,
blame me.
It's her fault.
But it's gotta be a sleaze. It can't be like a Bellagio. It's gotta be like one
Imperial
of those
Palace.
Sam's Town.
Sam's Town.
It's gotta be that's Sam's Town.
What road is that? Boulder Highway?
Yeah.
Over that way.
Or Lucky Strikes.
The gold strike.
Yeah.
Golden Nugget.
No, the Gold Nugget is upstairs.
That's pretty nice, yeah.
No, you gotta go to one of the ones on the Palace.
Palace Station.
No, there's that Sam's Town. That's to me, that's the sleaziest.
That's Mississippi. That's not.
There's a Sam's Town right there because I used to go with this guy. He used to cash his check there. So I know.
He used to cash his check. Oh my God.
So in Vegas, if y'all don't know, you don't have to have a bank account. They will cash your check at this casino. You don't have to have a bank account in Las Vegas at all. And they have it planned that way. Whatever your check is, I don't know if they go up to $5,000, $10,000, but at least $2,000. And you get a free roll when you cash your check there. So, you don't have to have a
snap. I need to move. I'm in the handicap spot. They don't tell me?
I haven't been seeing the guy come around since the quarantine started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I've been checking.
Okay. So yeah, so that's what she was saying. If you go to Vegas and you're working, you can totally cash your check there. And, you know, you can go and play, which I don't advise that you do, because you'll probably think that you're going to win something and you might lose it all. Next thing you know, you'll be stuck. Then you'll be holding up a sign, "We'll work for weed." And you'll be doing favors for a bus ticket to get back home to where you're from. So I wouldn't suggest that. But just so you know, you can't cash your check there. Vegas is a very fun place, but if you're not careful, it can take you over. You can get caught up. Everything is open. Well, not right now, but when it's open, you can wake up at like 3 a.m. and go have a full course meal and a stiff drink. It's so convenient out there.
And a free spin.
And a free spin. Remember the first time we went? Oh, let me have one. Everywhere we went, guys would come up to Thimberley.
Why we gotta tell this?
They'd be like, "Hey, you want a party? Like,
you want to make some money?
No, you want to make some money." Oh, this one guy came up to me and was like, "Hey, you want a party?" I'm like, "No, like, yeah, like, I'm like, I'm
party to make me dance."
Right, that's what I'm saying. But no, out there it means like popping pills, drugging, some drugs,
drugging, and waking up in a strange hotel
with your face stuck to dirty
and
carpet
around your ankle,
around one ankle.
Right.
Oh my goodness!
Soreness and tenderness in certain areas,
or just at Valley Hospital. We had the health department.
Oh, I would be so mad. You did what to me in my drugged out stupor?
Because they do, like, that dude looked like he was, the one that asked me if I wanted to party, like, yeah, like I wanted to go raving or something. You know, like one of them raves. But you want to make some, we can't figure out to this day. I think it was how your makeup was.
No, I didn't even
it was the hair.
My makeup wasn't, I didn't even know how to do it this good.
It was the hair.
Maybe I look like some girl that was on the radar. Because I wasn't dressing skimpy.
Oh, they have.
It was early in the morning. I was trying to get some food at McDonald's.
It was like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And the dude came up, "Hey," he looked dead at you. "You want to make some money?"
Like an undercover girl. Like,
oh my God.
And you're like, "Yeah, well, if you don't find a job here, things go bad, you know what you can fall back on."
And remember,
I wish I had bartended back then, right?
I know.
Smoking with a bullet, huh?
But remember that guy when we were walking down the street and we're standing, we're waiting at the bus stop.
That bum.
Yeah, the bum.
This is his corner.
Yeah.
This is territory. Oh, do we look like
so there is this bum, right? He was like, You all, you big girls, you all from the South?" We're like, no.
We weren't even big then.
Right.
Like,
we weren't even married or nothing. We were working. That's when we were actually working out then and stuff.
Yeah.
You were
did
like,
I live in Texas still?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, he was like, you all, this is my corner. Why are you all over here? You
we're
all trying to work
stop.
My corner? Like, we're just waiting for the bus, sir.
Should we look? And I think I probably went off on him. Do we look like we bums? Do we look like we out here begging like you? Yeah.
You know, like, he got mad because we were standing there.
Waiting for the bus. We're tourists. What are you talking about?
He's like, "This is my corner."
Dude, like, you weirdo. I think I did go off on him. I think I really did.
But we were more so surprised than anything else. Like, are you serious right now? Then you said we look like we're from the South.
Oh, yeah. Like that.
Stallions. Yeah, big girls.
Get away from me. Get away from me. Second of all, get away from me.
That was so crazy. That was our crazy weekend.
Yeah. It was Thanksgiving.
Remember, it was Thanksgiving.
We had pizza at the Imperial Palace.
Didn't we stay? We stayed at the Imperial
Palace.
There. Yeah. And then you were trying to hide from room service.
Why?
Yeah, because it was only supposed to be me there. She tried to hide, and with
were we drinking?
I don't even know. And, I don't think
and
so.
And so she was like, she got behind the door. And I'm like, why are you doing that? That's just not smart. Like, she got behind and then her hand was showing. Like, she tried to hide. I'm like, oh my God.
Scooby-Doo hide. No, like,
no. You remember Bad Boys, the second one, yeah. where Martin hid, yeah, like,
under the girl, under the
sheet with the girl. He like, dude, that's just not smart. Dude,
I don't know why I did that. Like, but rooms are two double occupancy anyway, so.
I don't know. I don't even know why you did that. You're
I don't
like,
either.
No, but they can't know that I'm here. Like, I don't even know why.
I don't even either.
I don't even know why. Like, I was just crazy.
She was
just hiding behind the door.
Like,
with her
service gonna tell on me. Like, yeah. Yeah. We could have slipped her a five, and she probably would have left us
right.
alone.
Okay. That was
young
crazy.
I don't even know.
Yeah. That was just crazy. But yeah, Vegas is cool though.
To visit. Yeah.
To live?
Not so much. But to visit, absolutely. For me to live, nah.
What? If you're single?
Yeah, if you're single, it's not the place. Not for me. I can't say for everyone, but for me, I never had any dates.
You did have a date.
Ted, yeah, one. Oh, TM.
Oh,
TM. Yeah, I never had any dates. I was so, let me tell you, I was so, you probably don't even know, I was so sad and depressed there. Like, for one year, I was there 3 years. 1 month.
I've been there for 14.
My birthday's in October. So I remember, I don't know what year it was, which one of the 3 years I was there, but. I'm going to tell you, I cried every day in October. I cried every day. I don't even know why. I was sad and depressed because I couldn't find it. For me, the job market wasn't good. I was just broke all the
time.
Unless
you're a teacher.
Yeah. Or you work for Silver State. Or it was just terrible.
Or the city.
Yeah.
You had a good job with the city.
No, I was a temp with the city. And my thing ran out. They didn't hire me. Like, I kept applying. And like, oh, we're having a freeze. Just a bunch of stuff. I just didn't feel like that was the place for me. And I just felt like there was no hope. Like, here where I live now in the DMV, like, it's a lot of different things you can get into. Like,
and see, for me, the DMV is not all that. Like, I
feel like that.
Oh, that's for my hair. Because I wanted to dye my hair, but it took you too long.
You brought the stuff?
I didn't get the stuff. I wanted to go to the store and get it.
They don't have nothing.
I want to go to CVS and get some hair dye.
I got a developer if you want to develop it.
What, you got the powder too?
You don't need that. Remember that turned my hair that light color.
Well, I just want to streak it. Okay, anyway, we're getting off subject. Yeah, okay, so I'm also going to bleach my hair while we're out. So anyway... But yeah, I feel like the DMV area is not good for me. And
really?
It's better for me on the West Coast.
No, but it's so many different jobs. They have
I
so
don't
many different
think
job
so.
Opportunities
not for me.
Because like no. Here, I can bartend. I can, you know how they have those little catering companies. I can sub. Of course, I have my real estate. I mean, it's so
and
many.
And I have none of that.
It's so many things here I can do. It's so many job opportunities.
So many people, but not things.
No, for me, it's just so much. So many opportunities. Like, if you wanted to work two jobs, you could. It's like, because you could work like I know a lot of my friends do this. My friends that are teachers, they just teach during the day and then they do those after school programs.
Heck no.
But I'm just saying,
why in the world would I leave the classroom?
But you just
after
like,
practically being spat upon by other people's kids and catching
you sounded just like training places.
And you catching
smell.
Catching oh, colds and pneumonia and the flu, and then
maybe
turn around
take me.
And then go.
Maybe Todd will take me.
And then go and go to after school programs to get spat upon again. I don't think so.
But I'm just saying, if you because a lot of teachers do that, and then you got summer school.
No,
and
no.
Then you got
so, what? Oh gosh.
And then you got
please
tutoring.
Hold me back. Because she actually thinks that teachers enjoy doing that. Okay,
those,
when you have
those ones
when
that
you
do
have
it every
children,
summer.
And those are the ones that don't have a life.
My friend Simone do it every summer.
And does she have a man, a life? What?
I don't know.
What she look like? She about 6'5"?
No.
Yeah.
She's a cute girl.
Okay, notice how she drank.
She does library, though. She does the library.
Library is nothing.
So that's probably why she got the energy to do
that.
Yeah.
Because when you're in the classroom, it drains you.
She's all library. She's
That drains you.
I know it does.
Nobody wants to do that.
Look, I'm reaching across.
Yeah. I'm full.
You had a mukbang. You made a mukbang of the meal. God. I've never seen. We should get in trouble for doing that. But you mixed your food.
I never got in trouble for that.
I did. Mixing your food all together.
Well, like clearly we're different.
You better eat every bite. You don't mix that food up like that together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never got in trouble for that.
Mukbang.
I had a muck and thuck.
Don't say that.
A muck and thuck.
Mukbang.
A muck and thuck.
And it wasn't even like good. I think you put the cake on top. Like, now if one of the children did that, you'd be like, you little heathen.
Ooh, one of our mine?
Yeah, you mean like you better eat every. But that means you're playing with your food if you mix it up like that. Put the salad on there too. Put the salad in there too.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
when it got down to the end.
Yeah,
because I wanted the onions in with the casserole.
I want to put onions in the casserole if you wanted me to.
I did.
Oh,
I did. That was on me. Clutch the pearls. Uh-oh. Clutching something else.
It's coming from both ends.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. You said it.
You were thinking it.
So, anyway, what else are we talking about? Okay, so love and relationships.
Mm. Oh, yeah. So,
role play is good for the soul.
Also, men having hard times in relationships too. Like, I really always thought men had it so easy.
Why?
Because they're men.
But they're crazy.
Because there's so
women
many thirsty women out there that will accept a man no matter what. That's why I thought that. And because women outnumber men. So men pretty much have their pick. But this one guy broke it down to me. He was like,
man.
It was a goose flying over.
A goose out my nose. So what did the guy say?
So he was saying like, yeah, women do outnumber men, but he said as men, we're able